Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I hope you're having a great weekend and are preparing yourself for a wonderful Lord's Day tomorrow. Please pray for me as I am still working out plans for forthcoming series here on my Sunday sermon that I love to reach you with each weekend to post each Saturday night right about this time. And so this weekend, I'm just going to bring you another short devotional challenge instead of posting a previously recorded sermon. My mind and my time have been consumed with the history of the English Bible of late. This is something I'll be focusing very much on between now and November when we celebrate Thanksgiving, because I've developed a passion for the history of the Geneva Bible in particular, and my main message is one that I call the Geneva Bible, the source of America's love for Israel, and I'll be presenting that as a patriotic series, both tomorrow, June 20th, and again on July 4th. And then, of course, I also deal with these issues in regard to Reformation history, which I'm privileged to teach on every fall, and also in dealing with the pilgrims in November, and I'm going to be, Lord willing, teaching a workshop on this issue of the Geneva Bible at the Shepherd's 360 Church Leaders Conference in Cary, North Carolina in October for the second year in a row. I do have one message here on sermon audio right now that you can watch that relates to all of this. It's the historical background to the message on the Geneva Bible. And it's a PowerPoint-based video. And Lord willing, I'll be posting the actual message on the Geneva Bible, the source of America's love for Israel, as soon as possible. Believe it or not, as I mentioned earlier, as you might gather, this has already developed now into two messages instead of one. So I just keep expanding as I'm studying this topic and find it so intriguing and just so massively important. I also hope to add other background messages that will provide additional information so that when I go and teach on this topic in a church, I can point them to these background resources and they can go and watch and learn more of some of the things that I'm speaking about. But my thought for you tonight, as we come together preparing for the Lord's Day on Sunday, is just to bring you Psalm 1. This wonderful psalm about the power of God's Word, as I've been thinking about how blessed we are to have the English Bibles that we have, that we've had through history, really tracing back to Wycliffe, but especially to Tyndale, in terms of modern English Bible translation, and what a wonderful legacy we have received in this regard, how blessed we are. And Psalm 1 reminds us of the blessing of God's Word, and we can apply it certainly to the blessings that we've received, that we have access to in our English Bibles. And I just want to read that to you this evening from the New King James Version. It tells us, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And so how blessed we truly are to have access to the Word of God in our language, and to have had it so for these hundreds of years, and to have the wonderful heritage of those who gave so much of their lives, and some gave their very lives so that we could have our English Bibles. And this is just newly impressed on me as I'm studying about the Geneva Bible and preparing to speak on that tomorrow. Please pray for me, and I hope you'll have a wonderful Lord's Day. And I hope that this short devotional meditation will help equip you toward that end. Thanks for joining me tonight. God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend.